Have your say. Call, text or email. Talk about at radiokerry.ie.
Hello, hello.
Well, that is one of my guests. I'm joined in studio by the Enright family from Listowel. I have Brian, Robert, Maura and their mum Eileen. And they, well, they're actually currently at this minute right now on the RTE2 television channel because they've been featuring in Bush Kids, which is a television show. They feature in 4 episodes and which have been showing this week. Mammy, Eileen, we might talk to you first. Tell us, I suppose, how did you get involved in this?
Yeah, so what happened was Brian saw the... We saw the local school, Scoil Ríochán na Madonna, put the ad up. And Brian loves telling this part of the story. So I'll let you out of Brian.
Oh, yeah, Brian can tell us.
So I wanted to do it. And my mum said, yeah, we can try to get into it. So the first year we went out lobster fishing and we made a video of that and then sent it in, but Mara was a bit too young, so we weren't able to do it that year. So the year after we
entered again?
Entered again. Mm-hmm. And then Mara was the right age then, so we got in. We had to do a few Zoom calls. There was 8 families at the start, so we had to do a few Zoom calls. And in the end, there was only able to be 4. So we got chosen to be one of those 4.
That's brilliant. And what age are you, Brian?
I'm 10.
You're 10. And Robert, what age are you?
I'm 8 still.
And Mara? I can't see you there. What age are you, Mara?
I'm 7.
You're 7. Oh, very good. So are you going to tell us about what happened then? So the Bush Kids, you were sent out and about and you were dealing with the mountains and the rivers for 4 episodes. So who are we going to have a chat with first? Brian, do you want to tell us? You have the boats in front of you. You were doing a boat race that you had to make little boats out of wood.
So me and my brother had made 2 boats. My brother's... He was making one that was a raft. I was making one that was sort of like a curragh. So his one was in the lead most of the way. Then mine passed out at him just as we crossed the finish line. Then he passed me out after the finish line. And it kept going.
Oh, well, you managed to get it back though. You have it here in studio. And Eileen, I might just come at you for 1 second there now. So I suppose the idea of this, you went out, you were 3 days out and about with the presenter, Tom Bond, out in the wilds.
Yeah, and hardcore wild, like no tents. Like for me, I suppose I say it in the first episode that like when in my 20s, I did no bother at all to me to go do something like this, but I love my bed and my pillow now. So the idea, I remember saying it to Tracy when she was doing my hair and she said I couldn't think of anything worse, you know? So it's like up the side of the mountain, no tent, just a tarp over us, but actually it turned out to be just talk about memory banking experience, you know, things you dream of. You would never go up the top of Niffin Mountain and sleep there looking out over, you know, with the sky, the clouds rolling in, the cuckoo, you know, the kids there beside you. You know, we just missed us. That was all, really, wasn't it? and you know, it was great for the guys. They all, you know, they've come out of themselves so much. They're able to talk. They got used to the fact that you don't just say yes and no. You know, because the camera crew would always be saying, "Come on now, full paragraph."
And Maura, I might bring you in there. Oh, what did you think about sleeping out in the wild with just some tarpaulin over you? No bedroom, no tent.
I felt like it was good. I really liked it. And when, like, it was very fun to be sleeping in the wild, out in a tent.
And you were doing a bit of fishing as well, were you?
Yeah.
Was that to have for your dinner?
Yeah, but there was too much midges.
So you weren't too keen on the fishing then, were you?
Mara caught a fish. Ooh, fierce excitement altogether.
Fish only tastes like midgey.
But you learned how to cook the fish, didn't you, too?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Did you have to set up your own fire and everything?
Yeah.
Did Tom Bowen help you with that?
Brian, Robert and and Eileen went for a race. Whoever could collect the most sticks.
Mm. And tell me, I think you had something nice on the trip, didn't you? You had a hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Was that snuck in somewhere? Yeah. You're not telling us too much more about that. Robert, I'm going to bring you in there now. So you were rock climbing, were you? And in caves as well.
Yeah, first I'll tell you about the caves. So we kind of like went into the caves and then we saw a massive spider. And we went in, we had a tea, and Brian said, "This might be one of the best cup of teas I ever had." And then we went in. This is a bit after the rock climb, and then we went in. We put on the kelly kettle. There's this kind of thing that is a basin at the bottom, and that's all really. And then there's fire in there, kind of like. Then you put the water in this other part, and then you go. And then we drank the cup of tea every time. Mom, there wasn't any space. Mom would have a cup of tea, and then at the end we put our handprints on the wall, and Irish rebels were hiding there from
the War of Independence. Yeah, which is,
and you have a connection there, Eileen.
A big moment for me because my grandfather was Danny Jim O'Donoghue from Baradove, and he had actually hidden, I was asking my mum about it there just before we came, he had hidden between Glenfesk and Ballyvourney in caves up there during the War of Independence. He'd been smuggled out. And of course he went to see my grandmother first in Barrack Street before he went down to hide in the caves, took the risk. But so it was really interesting to sit in those caves and think, you know, reflect back on, you know, his time and what it would have been like for them. It made it more real. It was always a story we were told growing up, but it made it very real for us.
That's amazing. And so, Brian, you liked the caves then. Was that your first time in a cave?
No.
No.
I went a few times. And tell you about rock climbing now. So we went, Brian went first. He went up very fast. First time Brian went up. And first we put on all the helmets really. And then Tom Barn went up and tied the ropes on there because he brought it in his bag, I think. And then he threw the ropes down and Brian went up first and then me and then Mara and then Mom and then the bags with Kangi inside.
And they were very surprised because they said they had thought maybe Brian and Robert to do it, but they didn't think myself and Maura do it.
Yeah,
so we were up for the challenge.
And was it very high?
No, not really. About a few metres, that's all really. And that's all.
Still very exciting though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Robert, I suppose it was all your idea in the first place. Did it kind of live up to your expectations?
My name's not Robert.
Oh, sorry, Brian. I'm getting you mixed up now, Brian. It was all your idea in the first place, and did the whole experience live up to what you thought it would be?
Yeah. It was very fun.
Did you know before you went out what exactly you'd be doing?
No, not really. We didn't really know what we'd be doing at the very start. We had to kind of guess a bit.
Yeah. And what did you make of sleeping outside for the 3 days then?
I made that Tom was very fun and it was very fun and it was
something you'd like to do again? Yeah. Will you be getting Mummy and Daddy to take you off out into the wilds with no tents again?
Brian had actually bought, Brian made his communion 12 months ago, and Brian bought a kelly kettle and a tent with his communion money.
So
we've been using it during the summer.
He was practicing, yeah.
I think it's one of the big things I learned, that we actually had moved on from the baby stage and the guys were ready for a bit more crack. So yeah. We've been up and down Tark Waterfall, you know, the sleeper trail behind us a few times, and Carrickanree and Tinting, you know, over to Kilbaha and other places. So we've really got out and about, haven't we, lads?
Yeah, I suppose it really shows that you can do anything, and even at their young ages, that they're able for these kind of challenges.
And having the right gear is great as well, because we tried orienteering now last Monday. We went to Kilmallock to an anniversary event they had, but you know, it was all a bit of fun, get you out there even though it was pouring rain altogether. Robert is dying to say something else.
At the very end, they might not put on the cameras, but Tom Bong gave us these knives. Mara's was pink at the top, and then Brian's was yellowish, and mine was blue, and I have mine in my hand.
Oh, lovely. Can I see? Lift it up there. Oh, very good. Oh, wow. It's a lovely leather case, is it?
Yeah, and we used it, the sticks we got, we used it to make them kind of like sharp at the edges, and Brian used his one as a spear to go in school for the...
Oh, for Halloween?
Yeah, dress up. And he came second place.
Wow, congratulations.
But you weren't allowed to show them. And yeah, so really, that was really 3/4 of his costume. The others were just Indian.
And actually, when he says it there, there was loads of special moments that didn't make it on. I mean, it's 4 days of shoots all down into 15 minutes each. But one of the very special ones for me as well was we went swimming at the end. And it was just fabulous. But I suppose they just didn't have space for everything, did they?
Yeah, they didn't.
Yeah. No, they were great.
Like, that's all
really. Such fun.
So it's been on RT2 this week. As I said, there's 2 episodes on at the moment, between 2 and 3 today. But people can watch them back on the RT player. So it's called Bush Kids.
Bush Kids, and we're series 2.
Series 2, and your episodes 5 to 9.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay. Well, guys, look, thank you all so much for coming in the studio.
And can I just say thanks to 2 big thank yous. So one is to RTE and GMASH, who are the production company, and Tom Bourne for being so child-centred and giving us an adventure of a lifetime, like it really was. And then just to say a huge thank you to all those who encouraged us and cheered us along. Yeah, I wouldn't start naming, but there's some wonderful people have been just great, you know, and it's been fabulous.
Okay.
I think Mara wants to say something, and can I say something after?
Of course. Mara, you have the microphone.
Don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
I'll just say something. And after this, we're going to Jumbo's because it's a very special moment. Like,
they're tying me into it.
A special treat.
And I want to say hello to my friends, let's say, just, I'm gonna, like, I don't mean just them, but let's say my whole class, 3rd class in school 8 in Aradna, and let's say I'll say hi to Nisha and Dara O'Callaghan.
Okay.
Well, and Darren.
Can I?
Few of my friends asked me to say about doing something.
Yeah, go on.
Their names were Tommy, Paddy, Ogie, and Oshna.
And Mara, do you want to say anything just before you go?
It's the same as my brothers, but I would like to say hi to my friends at the Grilled Skull, Amelia, Lovin, and Sive.
Oh, lovely. Well, look, guys, thanks all so much for coming in. Yeah.
I've also got one more friend. His name is Thomas. He's one of my best friends.
Oh, okay. Well, of course, we have to include them all. Look, guys, thank you all so much for coming in. Well, Mara, one more.
In the middle of Bush Kids, Robert, not very goodly, and got hurt because he got stitches.
Oh no.
Sign of a great adventure.
Exactly, yeah. A war sign. He'll have a great story to tell about the scar.
Can I just say one more thing? Thank you to, just say, he's I like him. His name is Josh Moran.
One more. Okay. Well, look, we're going to have to leave it there. Guys, thank you so much for coming in studio.
Thanks very much.
And enjoy Jumbles. Thank you all so much. Robert, Brian, Maura and Eileen Enright from The Stole, featuring on Bush Kids on RTE2, and you can catch it on the RTE Player.
Bye.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney, working closely with suppliers to produce only the finest quality, locally sourced meat and fish for our menus.